This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
They say Tuesday, February the 4th, on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Have you ever noticed how those people around you who give 100% say, "Oh yeah, I'm getting by," because they're so there's something about people who give 100% so modest. There's a modesty here among all of us, and I think that's kind of a good thing. Let's see what we are talking about, thinking about today on the DJV program. I was about to say the Good Day program. Wrong. Those lessons, the words that come out of your mouth, they continue to come out of your mouth even long after they become relevant. The situation, there's three things that are on people's minds. I guess Iowa is a good place for us to start, though, Jen, because it is as I predicted. Let's see, and I don't mean that to sound like
you predicted the way that Apwood malfunction.
No,
I don't remember hearing that.
Is that like some
hard out? I was going to say, wow.
I predicted that the from start to finish, the Democratic process, or the Democrat, if you're talking about the Democrat Party, and I've always felt that was, I don't really know what to think about that, whether it's the Democratic Party, but at any rate, the Iowa caucus situation at this point looks like it's a complete mess, failure, whatever. So where does it stand? There are no winners. Nobody even knows what anybody did, right? Is
okay,
that true?
So you want a first rundown of what the caucus is like, because Kara said maybe you can explain it because it's a little confusing. So it is a little confusing, and the way it's supposed to work, literally, and by the way, different rules for Democrats as there are for Republicans in the state of Iowa. The reason you're not hearing about any weird stuff going on with the Republicans, they just do a secret ballot. It's very similar to a primary system. You cast the ballot, end of story, and you move on. The Democrats caucus in a different way. There are 1,600 precincts in the state of Iowa. And the precincts can either be someone's home, it can be a high school gymnasium, it could be a big arena, whatever it is, depending on the size of the county. It's just people getting together. In fact, I was listening to somebody complain last night. He had a precinct of six, basically six people in Iowa was one of the precincts. And so what happens is that each of the vote-getter, or each of the people on the ballot, have people show up, and they all go stand in various corners. So you could be in the Bernie corner, you could be in the Warren corner, you could be in the Biden corner, Amy Klobuchar, Mayor Pete, whatever. You go stand with your various candidates that you're supporting. And then the first round is that you have to have at least 15% of the people in the room, so 15% of the six or the 1,000 that show up, to make it past the first round to prove that your candidate's viable. Now, if there's not enough, that candidate is eliminated. And there's a lot of bartering going on. Like maybe, let's say, I'm just using this arbitrarily, let's say that Amy Klobuchar doesn't have 15%, so maybe she's making some deals with the Bernie supporters to come over and keep her viable. Or maybe the Bernie people are saying, hey, we have so many people, Amy Klobuchar supporters, you come on over here. And so there's a lot of, like, trading that goes on. So you have to get to 15% in the first round to be viable. If you do, then you move on. After you move on, you keep doing this until
15% of what?
Of the people
in the
room.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
So at that point,
how do you get chosen to be a?
It's just anybody.
What is it even
volunteer.
Called?
It's you. It's a Democrat.
Person? Okay.
It's a registered Democrat, basically. So this is how you vote. Instead of going to the polling place, you, Victoria, show up at your precinct at 5 o'clock and you go stand in a corner somewhere. This is truly how it works.
Right.
It's not even anybody special. It's
democracy in action.
Then,
so this is just how Iowa and New Hampshire do it, and then after that it moves on to regular voting?
No, New Hampshire's a primary. There's a caucus in Nevada. There's a caucus in Louisiana. There are
None of this makes any sense.
Five other places that caucus.
Doug, this is the first time I'm 100,000,000% agreeing with you. We need another constitutional convention.
Yep. This has got to.
But this isn't about the. What's really weird is that you don't need a constitutional convention. You can change it. The Democrats choose this in these states. I'm telling you right now, Republicans voted yesterday as well. Republicans voted on a secret ballot like a primary, and that's it. But for whatever reason, the Democrat Party in Iowa has chosen this as their system of casting their votes.
Boy, I'm glad I don't live there. Oh my God.
Not even like you need a constitutional convention. So after everything is done, then it's run through a mathematical equation. And this is the part that Bernie Sanders complained about last year and had this part added in, or not last year, but in 2016, he felt that the Democrats stole the win away from him. So then you run the numbers through a mathematical equation, and then you come out with the winners of the night, kind of ranked, essentially. It's like a ranked system. Now, what happened last night is that an app was developed so that the precincts could report their results. But then they didn't realize that the app had security concerns, and the app, just to add insult to injury, was created by Hillary Clinton's former campaign manager, Robbie Mook, which makes it a little more funny because, yeah, he created it. So then you had people trying to report their results.
So it doesn't work in states like Wisconsin and Pennsylvania?
No. Yeah, it's only
he was horrible.
Yeah, he was horrible. But this is obviously, you know, not one of the trusted individuals that should have developed this app to report results. So then you had people taking pictures of their results and driving them in to the registrar. Then you had people who are trying to wait online on the phone trying to report their results. So in any case, it's a mess. And once those results are reported, then, and this is ridiculous, it gets combined with their superdelegate vote. Then a winner is kind of come out. Now, a lot of people are saying that because, and this is a conspiracy theory, I don't know if it's true, but Bernie Sanders feels that this is done. It was done to rig the system, basically, because it doesn't matter who wins Iowa now. All of the momentum that anybody would have gotten from winning Iowa has been killed by this fiasco. And so Sanders had said, is this a conspiracy, basically, because he would have won. It was very obvious that he would have won Iowa. Mm. And based on the results, like his supporters, I mean, they just outnumbered everybody else. And so now there are some theories that maybe it was fudged on purpose to prevent him from actually getting the momentum.
The Democrats would never do that. Oh, please.
I don't think that he's crazy. This is, you know,
I don't think he's crazy either.
I keep seeing more and more stuff about people at the top of the Democratic, of the DNC. For whatever reason, they want to stonewall Bernie again. Yeah. And this is just going to backfire so badly.
That's where Bloomberg comes in, man. I'm telling you, they're painting a picture for Bloomberg.
Well, and part of it, I mean, look, okay, so I'm going to say this because we haven't had a chance to talk about it. I think Bloomberg should be on the debate stage. If he's a candidate in the Democrat primary field, he should be on the debate stage, period, end of story. But what I don't think is cool is that the Democrats changed the rules to allow him to be on the debate stage after other candidates have already dropped out because they weren't able to hit the rules that the Democrats had. For example, and you know I'm not a fan of Cory Booker, but Cory Booker just dropped out because he didn't have the donations that it took to make the debate stage. So he drops out, and then 2 weeks later the Democrats say, oh, you don't need any donations anymore. We'll let everybody on the debate stage to allow Bloomberg to be a part of this. Now, Bloomberg from the beginning should have been part of it. I understand that. How terrible is it? I mean, it just shows that they're weighting the scale over and over and over again. And if I were a Democrat, I'd be ticked about it.
Yeah,
it just feels
kind of sitting back
here and watching and laughing.
Well, I mean, that is the response that I've seen from a lot of people, especially people who already have a candidate that they're supportive of. And so they've been out, you know, lobbying for that person and trying to get more votes for them. And suddenly, you know, someone else is allowed onto the debate stage.
Yeah.
And there, you know, people start to question, okay, why wasn't this person allowed to be on the debate? So, you know, why weren't people allowed to stay in the debates like Cory Booker and Kamala Harris? And it kind of seems like the DNC waited until everyone who wasn't white dropped out. And then they're like, okay.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, this is what this does is cast a doubt on the future of the Iowa caucus, as far as I can see. This whole thing is nothing but a sham. You all know it. You can smell it. You can feel it. You can taste it. So if you look around and here's one of these advisors to one of the campaigns said that this mess spelled the end of Iowa's prerogative of holding the first vote in the nation. So
yeah, they've messed up the entire responsibility.
Yeah. And it's not even their state. It's just the system. The Iowa caucus is only 55% accurate. I mean, think about the last time around. It was Ted Cruz, not Donald Trump. It was Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney thought he had it won. It was Rick Santorum that actually won the year that he was running. It hasn't been all that accurate, I don't think. It's really a 50-50 split as to who the nominee will eventually be, but it's a momentum gainer. And so if the Democrats didn't like who the momentum was going to go to, because they know he's going to go on to win New Hampshire and probably Nevada and California on Super Tuesday, you know, is that the reason for them to change the system? Look, I can't stand what Bernie Sanders stands for, but if he's going to be the one that people are going to stand behind, then that's who it's going
to
be.
Yeah, it's just crazy to me. If that's who people want to vote for, then they should be able to vote for him.
I don't think we have to. The prerequisite for having a conversation, this is not just about you, Jennifer, I do it all the time. I wouldn't vote for this person or that person. I don't think we have to say that. Just talk about whatever.
I don't know that people do. I mean, you have new people joining in every day. But I think the argument here, the comment that I'm making is about fairness. And, you know, it's either going to be fair or it's not. Pick your side, essentially. And, you know, it scares the bejesus out of me that so many people have run to Bernie's message. I believe Bernie is a communist. I don't think he's going to do good things for this country. But if people have run to his message, then what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, I mean, but that's
run
how
a better
I feel
candidate
about
against him.
So
right.
It's the same thing.
And then it's like, run a better candidate against him if that's the case. And they haven't been able to do that.
But the thing, going back to the caucuses for a second, on the Republican side, I actually had forgotten that Rick Santorum won and that it was a kind of a change up there. It wasn't all Trump. But on the Democratic side, I was reading yesterday that the reason that Iowa is important is because in the last, I don't know how many different elections it's been, whoever has won Iowa has
7 out of 9.
Right. Whoever has won Iowa on the Democratic side has actually gone on to become the nominee. And I think that's why there is still so much importance on this, even though now who knows how accurate these results are going to be.
Yeah,
so it's going to be a mess.
I think it's about 55% of the time on the Democrat side, but in recent years, you're right, it has made a big difference. And in a field this big, and this is what I would add to forget just Bernie and Hillary last time around, this is such a big field that anybody is kind of clamoring. They're trying to grab for momentum. And this was their first moment to grab for momentum and push into the next election. And it was robbed from whoever that person was going to be.
Yeah.
All right,
I thought it was funny, though. Amy Klobuchar gave a victory speech. Mayor Pete gave a victory speech.
Everyone seems to, yeah.
Well, they're all winners and they're all losers.
Right.
At the same
no one
time.
Wins. We're all winners, right?
All winners and all losers. Here's a heads up on the holiday season. You'll notice that today is the 4th, so 10 days from today is Valentine's Day. And then after that, Lent starts and Easter. You can make an argument that we're constantly eating and celebrating in this country. And so as a result of that, people are always kind of looking around to figure out a way to lose weight, to keep themselves where they want to be. If you're conscious of the health benefits of having the proper weight, the proper body mass index, then you're conscious of the conversation that I have here a couple of times a day about Calitrin. Calitrin is the healthiest way for you to lose weight, bar none. There is not another product, there's not another process, there's not another product that, when you set the goal for yourself, has an 86% success rate. There just isn't. 86% of the people that get on a Calitrin program lose weight and keep it off. That's pretty much all I have to say. That's the message. Promoting healthy, lean muscle and weight loss is all part of the highest quality of aloe vera and collagen protein that goes into this product. It provides effective weight management. No adverse effects. And how can you argue with an 86% success rate? So, if you're in the mood for losing weight before you get into the holiday, into the Valentine's Day chocolate gorging, and then go to Calitrin.com and use the DJV code, get discounts on every single bottle that you buy, $10 off, in fact, and a free bottle after you buy more than 3. I maintain you should have 5 or 6 months.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Planet, at least on this side of the planet, don't recognize that voice or the song, in fact. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That's what you owe to me. Very important message from Aretha Franklin. It seems her niece, Sabrina Owens, has now resigned as executor of Aretha's estate amid mounting family tension. Sounds like the Democratic Party. I'm quitting this. Owens announced her decision last week in some court filings. What she wrote was, quote, "Given my aunt's love of family and desire for privacy, this is not what she would have wanted for us, nor is it what I want. I hope my departure will allow the business of the estate to continue to calm the rift in my family and allow me to return to my personal life." So Aretha passed away about a year and a half or so ago, because she reportedly didn't have a will. The law in Michigan stipulates that her assets be divided equally among all of her sons. The sons agreed upon Sabrina Owens, as the executor, but new factions and tensions emerged after three wills allegedly written by Franklin were found in a notebook and under the couch cushions.
That's but still just reeks of someone else writing a will and claiming, oh, look, I just found this will under that
another
couch
one.
Yeah.
Right, there's another one. The resignation, however, will not be effective right away. She'll continue to serve as executor for the time being, for the immediate future anyway. And it's unclear who's going to be appointed executor after she is out of that position. Franklin's youngest son is Keikoff Franklin. He's tried to gain control since one of the documents dated in 2014 seems to suggest that his mother wanted him to take on that role. But in August, a judge approved his request to have a handwriting expert analyze the found documents. And
I don't know how long that takes, but if it was approved last August, we haven't heard any results yet from that analysis, so I don't know.
So one of the, let's see here, Brother Edward says okay to that plan, but his other brother, the third son, Ted White, as well as the guardian for eldest son, Clarence, who has special needs, says nothing to it. So now they're going to have a hearing a month from now to see where this mess goes.
I don't blame the niece. I would also be like, I'm getting the heck out of here.
Thankless. Here's the definition of a thankless task, frankly. All right, so, but I still love listening to all of her music. Crank this up, then, Tara, will you? Mean heartbreak for me. All right. Up next, musically, here in this portion of the hour, is Spike Lee in the focus, directing a film version of Talking Heads frontman David Byrne's American Utopia Broadway show, due out later this year. So I don't know anything about American Utopia. Somebody want to take this and tell me about
that
show?
It's based on David Byrne's last album that came out in 2018, same title. And so it turned into, the album was one of his best-selling of all time, and it just, he had this idea to turn it into a live Broadway show. And so now Spike, I'm assuming it's probably going to be similar to the new Hamilton news that we heard recently, that they're going to film the Broadway show and then make that. It is interesting that Spike Lee wants to be involved in this, though. I think that's kind of cool.
Well,
you never put those two together in the scene.
David Byrne and Spike Lee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why would you think that? Is it just what's the...
It's not the kind of music that Spike has ever seemed to support or use in his own movies. It seems like they're just... I don't know. It's a very cool collaboration, but you would I would never put the two of them together.
All right, 28 passed on the DJV program.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
I'm now focused on your health, your well-being. I would like you all, as you think about losing weight, going on a diet, going on an exercise program, to please think responsibly, to get healthy the right way. What do you find people react to most positively of all of the benefits of using Calitrin?
Well, you know, aside from weight loss, it is collagen, which helps you sleep more soundly. So we have a lot of people that take it for the better sleep, for the arthritis, for the joint pain. There are so many benefits other than just your weight loss.
Well, that's it. The main thing that we, especially this time of year, that we talk about is losing the weight and keeping it off. Free bar, you get discounts on every bottle, $10 off. And you get a free bottle if you buy three. So you're actually getting four for the price of three and $10 off.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
All of the Democratic candidates take to the mic to give speeches amid a delay in reporting the final results from the Iowa caucuses. The reason for the delay not totally clear, but there are reports of inconsistencies. President Trump scheduled to give the annual State of the Union speech in the House Tuesday night, and Democrats have picked who is giving the Democratic response. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Michigan Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will take the national stage to rebut President Trump's State of the Union address. It's part of an election year spotlight Democrats want to put on a swing state in the Midwest as the party looks to win back states that Trump narrowly captured. The 48-year-old governor's ascendance is coming as Democrats are hoping to solidify gains with female voters. I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
On the air, all you want to do is sleep. I've heard that before. I've had 2.5 hours of sleep, and what part of it was because of the I keep sort of teasing this, but the when I got off the plane last night, I got on, they have this new stupid, this is the dumbest thing, one of the dumbest things I've ever seen a public entity do. The city of Los Angeles and the airport authority have made an unbelievable mess. It was a mess before because of all the traffic. And
so now the way they're making it nice for the Olympics.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing, really.
Well, are you doing the thing that they have to do in cities all over the country now where you have to take a bus to a different parking lot to get an Uber or a Lyft?
Well, that
or a taxi,
you don't have to do that in Boston, but it is.
They've started doing that in a lot of places. Yeah.
Well, it certainly isn't the taxi driver I had was a Sikh, and one of the conversations that I had with him was what I could understand him saying was he'd come to America, and now he thinks America is as corrupt as all of the Arab world because of what's happened. He's been a taxi driver for a year. And he says that the mainstay, and I heard this too, Jennifer, perhaps you did, all the taxi drivers are going on strike later this month because of this, not only in L.A., they're just going to go on strike in the whole city. And the public entities here, they're not going to know what to do to fix that. At any rate.
Nobody relies on taxis here, though.
Well, at the airport you do. At the airport you
like if a tree falls in the woods,
the Uber,
you hear. Because
the
there's
Uber,
so many people that Uber.
Well, they don't, you can't, the Uber thing is a mess at the airport, and so is the Lyft thing.
Didn't they move Uber and Lyft to a different location outside
of LAX?
They moved
it to the lot where the cabs are. Mm-hmm. And it just, I don't want to get off on a tangent, but
the only reason I'm asking that is because they were testing that out, and other airports might start doing the same thing if it works at LAX.
Not
That's
working
why I
at
mentioned
LA. I'll tell you that. It's not working at LAX. Maybe it will be if they fix it, but if all the cabbies go on strike, that'll be a real mess there. Anyway. The point of that discussion was, as I got on the bus to go out to get to a cab or a Lyft or what I did, ended up taking this cab, and I got a kick out of this guy who'd come here from where are most of the Sikhs in Pakistan, right? Aren't most of the people in Pakistan and India Sikhs?
Sikhs are Indian.
Indian.
They're not Muslim.
No, I know they're not. That's the point of what I'm saying. He said the Americans have become as corrupt as the Muslims are, which I got a kick out of hearing from some guy who came over here to change his life. At any rate, when I got on the bus, there were four people who had obviously just got off a plane from, it didn't come from China, but it came from some other place, but they were all Chinese. They couldn't speak a lick of English, and they had masks on, and they sat right beside me. And you got to think about what's going through my head as they sat down with the masks on, looking around, trying to figure out. They'd obviously been walking around the airport to try to figure out how to get out of the airport. But they didn't. It was just the presence of somebody or a group of people wearing a mask who are obviously Chinese. And what goes into your mind? What's the first thing that's going to come into your mind? You know it as well as I do. Am I going to get this? And then I sneezed, and the guy in front of me, he turned around and he looked at me, and he was sitting next to the window of the bus, so he opened the window on the bus. Anyway, it's the visual, maybe, having been there. I want to talk more about this thing from China, but first, I think, Victoria, these people that were killed at Texas A&M, this seems to be one of these, another, how do you figure it out? What sense is there to it? I don't even know that I understand who was involved.
Really,
there were two women and a boy, is that?
Yeah,
right?
We don't really know exactly what happened yet. So all that we know is yesterday morning around 10:20 a.m., local time in Texas, that a student called the police and said that there had been a shooting in the building. This was in a residence hall on campus. So university police were called, and then I guess local police were also called. And excuse me. And so when police arrived, they found two women who were dead in the same room and a two-year-old who was also in the room. It's unclear if the two-year-old had been shot, but the two-year-old is now, it's a toddler, in stable condition at the hospital. And police are not saying, they're not giving the identities of the toddler or the two women who were killed. They're not even saying if they think that there's a motive. So this is really just a developing story, but with everything else that's going on with the coronavirus and Iowa, this is unfortunately kind of taken a bit of a back seat in the national news. So we'll definitely keep everyone posted as we know more. But as of right now, students went back to class. There was a security hold in place, and that was lifted. And so it seems to be they're investigating this as an isolated incident. And then as more information comes out, we'll keep everyone posted.
Isn't that interesting? Sort of brought that to our attention and said, we'll keep you. But it sounded like you were a weather person on the television following the major storm of the season, which, in fact, is moving across the Pacific Northwest this morning, headed through the Rockies. Boy, did we bang around on the plane coming over the Rockies last night. Woo! Bang! We hit the jet stream. It took an extra half. The headwinds are so strong in the jet stream in the last 24 hours, continuing today. It took an extra 40 minutes for us to get here from the East Coast because it was pushing against the jet stream. And that's also going to continue to change the realities of the weather. Temperatures going down like a rock. It'll be interesting to talk to Dr. Jack Stockwell in Salt Lake City and see what their experience there has been, because there hasn't been a whole lot of snow in many parts of these areas, but they're in western Washington yesterday and last night through about 7, 8 o'clock, 15 inches of snow. And then there was rain like you wouldn't believe. There's all kinds of flooding up there. So snow in the mountains and lots of rain down closer to sea level. There have been some roads and streets that have been submerged because of this storm. And now it's going to bring, there are about 16 states all the way through to Iowa under severe weather watch and snow watch as these winds push this thing fast across the country. So see how this all affects many of you today. I just want to go back to the, can we go back for a minute to the Iowa? I was just thinking of some of those stations that carry this program, like the folks in Boone, Iowa. What are you thinking? And you can share it, facebook.com/DJV show if you want to share it that way, or send some notes along on Twitter at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, and at Doug Steffen. The gesture there that seems to just cut all kinds of, cut many different ways and holes in the Democratic Party. And what in the world has become so obvious to anybody who's objective what these people are trying to do? And the internal mess that was created around Hillary Clinton because it was her pals that screwed Sanders last time, and it looks like the same people, or at least a group of the same people doing the same kind of thing, are doing it again. Because you look at the internal numbers, some of the polls, Bernie Sanders clearly had more votes than anybody else, it looks to me like.
According to Bernie's internal data, they say that Biden was in fourth place. And there's also the Young Turks and Huffington Post that confirmed, and I don't know if this is true or not, it's just what they're reporting, that Buttigieg's fundraising entity actually paid $21,000 to the developer for the app that actually broke the Iowa caucus. So now, of course, people are going to be scrutinizing whether there was any stuff going on there.
Right. All right, I guess this would be considered, I said what I want to say about the Chinese thing at the moment. There come out a couple of other things that are developing there. Kobe Bryant and that reality, I suppose it's a sports story, but it's a human interest story. There are some 911 calls from the helicopter, or at least around the helicopter. I don't know if any of you have seen or heard any of the stuff that surrounds that.
People on the ground, I guess, several people were hiking and heard it and described like a loud boom and seeing flames and, you know.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I think that's some of the stuff we heard. One man told the 911 dispatcher, I can hear this plane. And he couldn't see it, so I didn't know whether. He said, we couldn't see it. Then we heard a boom and a dead sound. And then I saw flames. And then somebody was talking about having seen the helicopter in the sky, and then it disappeared from the sky. It went over the, he said, it, quote, went over my head in thick clouds, and then I heard a pop, and then I could see it crash to the ground. So imagine going through that experience, though. Think about it when you're, you know, I find that, oof. And now all the emotional things, the Lakers, when do they play? They played over the weekend, didn't they, the Lakers?
They played Friday, yeah. They
Friday.
Lost to the Portland Trail Blazers, but they did a really beautiful tribute,
too. A lot of emotional stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, they had LeBron James, who was out there, who said some really beautiful things. Everybody who was in attendance got either a number 8 Kobe or a number 24 Kobe jersey, and the team that Gianna played on was their courtside. And they did this incredible video. So Usher was there singing Amazing Grace. It was really a beautiful tribute.
Right. So aren't they taking down all of those things? The memorial that was outside the Staples Center, there were 1,300 basketballs that various fans had left around, and they're all being sent to Vanessa Bryant.
Yeah. And you know what? I got to say, as a woman, maybe my perspective is, you're really sending me all that crap. Like, I've lost my husband. I have all this to deal with. Now I'm going to have truckloads. I don't know. Maybe she did. Yeah, but truckloads of stuff hanging out on my doorstep, I'd be like, ugh, get out of here.
I think she's, I'm sure, still trying to find a way to grieve, and seeing all of the love that people have for her husband will maybe be helpful in that.
Look at all the boxes full of basketballs. That was one of the things. It's pretty. That's a vivid. That's what
I'm sure she'll donate that stuff.
Yeah, that'll probably go to the Mamba Academy.
Yeah.
Where her daughter played.
Right, exactly. So is there news of a tribute, or is there some kind of funeral or service or something? What is going on?
I just saw it. This is kind of gruesome. But on CNN, they're just reporting that all the bodies have just been released back to the families. So maybe now that that's happened, we'll start to see some funerals. And I'm not sure religious-wise if they had, you know, a specific way that they wanted to
Kobe's
bury
Catholic.
Kobe.
He went to Catholic Mass before he got in the plane. And I know his church is in Orange County, I think. So they probably, I would imagine they'd probably do something private there.
Yeah.
Along with, I don't know, the mayor said that there'd be some sort of citywide thing as well for Los Angeles.
Yeah, right. So now if you will, the blowback from Sunday's game. Apparently in the Super Bowl there were some controversial calls that nobody seems to be able to wrap themselves around. Is that true? Although there was a unanimous choice for most valuable player in the game, right? But I'm trying to figure out what there was. Yesterday, I think I saw some things that led me to believe that there were some calls and a lot of griping about the calls. Yes, no?
I mean, there was one call when the Chiefs were going to get, they were right in front of the end zone, and they called one of the defensive players for, I think, pass interference, which people, I was listening to the announcers. Some of them thought it was super obvious and agreed. Some of them didn't. And then basically after that, the Chiefs got a touchdown. But I don't know. They had a pretty decisive win. I think the 49ers could have done a lot more to stop them in the last few minutes. And
the 49ers
ran
out of steam.
How Patrick Mahomes plays. Comes back.
He did that in two of the big games right before the Super Bowl. They came back by 15 points.
Games.
So
yep.
I don't know. Obviously, anyone who's upset is a 49er fan, which maybe I would be upset too if I was a 49er fan. But somebody's got to lose, and it was
right. There's winners and there's losers. From the television department, actress Imelda Staunton, who's a Brit, takes over the role. Hello, she's going to play Queen Elizabeth, so that makes good sense. Season 5 being planned of The Crown on Netflix. Currently, Olivia Colman is playing it. So why are they making a change?
Because everyone gets older. Because they go ahead in time, so they need an older actress. It started out with Claire Foy young,
right.
And then they age the queen
Olivia
appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, okay. So it's been on for 6 seasons. It's had, I don't think it's had as much impact.
Well, it'll be season 5.
Down Abbey, do you think? But it's been it has had terrific
actually
impact.
More people watch The Crown. They have actually bigger, they do. Because Downton Abbey was on PBS, and not a lot of people pay that much attention, but on Netflix, this has become one of their biggest projects that they've ever done. So, the final season, I think, it's going to be season 5 coming up with Imelda, but it'll probably
played
be
Lord Grantham's cousin, Maud Bagshaw, in Downton Abbey, in the movie.
Her daughter is the one, in the Downton movie, her daughter is the one who's going to inherit all of the Grantham estate and is hooking up with Branson.
For anyone who's a Harry Potter fan, she played Professor Umbridge. So that's
Doug, it would be like, what?
All right, Jen, tonight on TV, what do we have?
The State of the Union. That's going to be the big story on all the networks. That'll happen at 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern. If that is not quite your jam, Project Blue Book is new tonight on History. That's all about following UFO hotspots like Roswell, Area 51. Pretty good. That'll be featured on History Channel tonight at 10. And Gordon Ramsay's 24 Hours to Hell and Back will be on Fox tonight.
Sounds like that old, there's a song, an old song called 24 Hours from Tulsa. That reminds me of that. It is 10 minutes before the hour on today's DJV program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt.
If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Tech Talk time at 53 past the hour, DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan to go through some of the things that are technologically surrounding us, including clarification from YouTube about the content they have for the presidential race. This looks like kind of a sticky wicket.
Yeah, well, a lot of social media platforms are trying to come up with their own, their own set of standards and rules for this. Facebook doesn't care because Facebook's taking lots and lots of campaign money. So if you ever read anything on Facebook, and this was always the case, but especially for 2020, if you're reading anything that's politically slanted at all or an ad or whatever on Facebook, just make sure that your eyes are wide open and you know that that it's completely all misinformation and it's paid for ads. They're confusing. Most of them are from Trump. There are a lot of them also from Biden too on Facebook. So just make sure, you take all that with a grain of salt. If you're looking for actual facts, you're not going to find any on Facebook. Twitter has actually said
advertising sometimes is lacking in general.
Yeah, it's facts. A mess. Yeah. Well, and Facebook even has admitted that they're not going to fact check anything. So it's a free for all. So it's a disaster on Facebook. On Twitter, they've been trying to eliminate political ads and trying to eliminate like super PACs. So you'll see if you see stuff pop up on Twitter, if it violates their terms, they're going to have people actively pulling stuff down. Now on YouTube's end, they're now clarifying that how deceptive practices, their deceptive practices policy is going to apply to all election-related content. In a new blog post, YouTube said that its community guidelines They reiterated what those are, and they provided some examples of how those rules apply to election-related videos on the platform. They're going to remove any videos that have been manipulated to mislead viewers, so the deep fakes that we've been hearing about, anything that poses a serious risk of egregious harm, they're going to pull that down. Anything that's biased against someone's skin color, sexual orientation, anything like that. So if you see some of these, you know, really nasty kind of political statements and ads pinpointing, highlighting a specific group, that's going to get pulled down. And so YouTube has, if you think about it, billions and billions and billions of videos every day. So it's going to be a very big challenge for them, but they have faced a lot of criticism for giving conspiracy theories a platform on YouTube, allegedly playing a role in radicalizing some users. People can, you know, have searched for videos on how to make homemade guns and bombs and things like that. So YouTube has so much content to regulate. I don't know that they're going to really be able to effectively do it, but at least that is the first step that they say they're gonna try their best.
Yep. After 7 years, Apple now releasing a new version of Apple Maps.
The Geek Out. Introduced way back in 2012, Apple Maps had been the subject of a lot of criticism, especially when compared to Google Maps. Rightfully called out for a lack of detail, inaccurate information, and lame graphics, Apple Maps had a big mountain to climb in catching up to Google, who along the way also bought the very popular Waze. Now last week, Apple finally released their own full set of completely recreated maps using 100% of data and information collected by Apple's billions of dollars of investment. The all-new Apple Maps are largely a catch-up to the feature of rival navigation apps, but the fact is, it's the default mapping app for iPhone, and that's a big deal. If you're a user, the new Apple Maps can be found across all devices.
The all-new Highlander comes equipped with 5 USB ports, perfect for fully charging everyone's smartphone. No phone is dying on your watch. That's how you go Highlander. Toyota, let's go places. May not be compatible with all mobile phones, MP3 WMA players, and like models.
All right, let's move on to the European Union and what they're pushing for when it comes to chargers, the electronics, their way it all works. So every country's got a different
for mobile
plug.
Devices, yeah. Well, right. So the EU wants to have, it's not a different plug, but they want to have a common charger that can be used on all mobile devices. And so they don't care which company makes the phone or who makes the charger, but they say that it's an urgent need for the EU regulatory action to be taken to reduce electronic waste. So the idea is that by requiring tech companies to create one common charger, consumers wouldn't need different chargers for different devices. And so, in theory, that would reduce electronic waste. Charges wouldn't need to be produced for every mobile unit that's sold, and you'll be able to, and as you get new phones, you don't need a new charger, you can keep the ones that you're using. Apple, obviously, is really balking at this, saying that this would have a direct negative effect. It would disrupt hundreds of millions of active devices, and so we'll see where it goes, but they said that they want to get this pushed through by July.
All right, there it is. Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. It's 59 past the hour. Thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.